Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world. To the world. Spreading the news and information.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Welcome to Topically Yours on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. And as always, I'm your host, Deirdre Shuler. Well, you know, I had Darren Ross and is talking about his popular Invincible show last year, but he keeps on improving his tribute show to Michael Jackson, and of course, it's nothing short but Invincible. This year, the show promises to be exciting, because the creative genius is adding new material designed to make his show even more exciting than even possible. But I guess it is possible. He is bringing some of the dance numbers that Michael and his choreographer, Lavelle Smith Jr., created for HBO, but never aired. And, of course, some of the musical numbers from his last CD, which was Invincible. Well, and that also happens to be the name of his show, Invincible, a Glorious Tribute to Michael Jackson. And that show is going to be appearing at New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, New Jersey. And if you don't know where it is, it's 1 Center Street in Newark. And that's going to be on Saturday, June 11th at 8 p.m. But this year, New Jersey PAC is sponsoring an MJ Day. That's right, a Michael Jackson Day. And from what I understand, it's going to be filled with workshops. And a particular workshop is going to be done by one of the MJ trap music artists, Michael Tratson. We're also going to have a look-alike, perform-alike, and dress-alike contest, face painting, MJ memorabilia. I understand some of that's going to be on display, and all kinds of festivities. But anyway, my guests are here. And that's Darren Ross and Anointed S. And they're going to talk more about the Invincible show and the Michael Jackson Day, which I must mention is sponsored by NJ Pack. So how are you, Darren and Anointed S?
Darren Ross. How are you doing, Anointed? We're feeling good.
Invincible. You're feeling invincible.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Like Jeffrey Perez was singing earlier when you were playing. I was feeling it. I was feeling the vibes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have to ask you, can you feel it? And I want to ask you also, I always like to start off by asking my guests a little bit about their background. So why don't I start with you, Darren, as to where you were born and how did you get introduced to the crazy business of show business?
I think it's always been in my blood, Deirdre. But, you know, I always, when I was younger, I always had a fascination with recording, and making things sound better. And I remember earlier in my early days, I think my father had a lot of tape recorders, and I would take one tape recorder and take an instrumental and sing over it, and I'd play that back on another tape recorder and record it in an overdub. So I always was layering and stacking vocals and figuring out how to record until I went to school for it in the mid-80s. And then in 87, I got with Jam On Productions, who did the hit song Jam On It and Wiki 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 Push the Button, Destination Earth, and many other hits, which led to numerous other things through TV. I did national television with Dance Party USA and One House Street. And then in the early 90s, I created my own record company with a friend, Keith Davis, and we started the group you know as The Roots, and also a local Philadelphia rapper named Bahama Dia. In 91, I mean, well, no, I'm not 90, about 92, Rennie Harris, who was part of my singing group and also with IQ Records, started his own dance company, Rennie Harris Pure Movement, which I became the executive director, and I also was his co-collaborator, creating all the music and the lighting and the video work for the show. And that led to 10 years of continuous touring, which led to working with Maurice Hines, Judith Jamison, Robert Battle, and many, many more. And I worked with a lot of people prior to that, recording artists in the industry. So it's been a plethora of entertainment industry, and they call it, it is show business, but it's also a business, for sure.
Definitely. I understand you're also a Bessie Award winner. Tell me about that.
Yes, while I was with Rennie Harris Pure Movement, we created a spectacular called Roman Jewels, which was a hip-hop version of Romeo and Juliet. And this thing took off like wildfire. It was dialogue. We had three DJs. It was a dance. It was like a play, but it was more of a dance spectacular. And we went all around the world, and we were noticed by the New York Bessie Committee, which is like the Grammy Award for theater. But the difference between a Grammy and a Bessie is you get a monetary award. I won a Bessie Award for the sound design and the composition for Roman Jewels from the Bessie Committee in 2001.
Fantastic. Well, I want to ask you the same question, Anoyanes.
Hey, well, me.
How did you get started?
I was born in the 80s, so, you know, hip-hop around the time when hip-hop was discovered and stuff like that. So I guess you could pretty much say it was naturally in my blood, being a Bronx native or whatnot. And I discovered the talent I had around, like, 94, 95. I was about, like, 9 years old. And my brother, he had played a cassette tape for me of one of the pioneers of the beatboxing named Dougie Fresh. And he just went and he put me to the test. He was like, look, this guy's doing this with his vocals, like he's beatboxing, and can you do this? And I was like, yeah. So, you know, when you're a kid, you have this imagination where you can do whatever it is you feel you put your mind to. And that's how it should always be with life in general. But, you know, as a kid, it's a little bit more so. So me not intentionally knowing I can mimic the beatbox, it just came out naturally. And I just mimicked the beat, and my brother was shocked by it. He took me off and showed me off to the whole neighborhood, and the whole town started talking about me. We had our first performance in a church with a rap about God, and I was doing the beatbox, and we received this amazing standing ovation where everybody was, like, you know, amazed, and I knew I was going to be onto something. And as the years prospered on, you know, I did the Apollo, Showtime at the Apollo. I toured with Alicia Keys. Uh-huh. After that, I was pretty much mentored and guided by another pioneer of the beatbox named Kenny Muhammad, the Human Orchestra, where I was an understudy for him in a couple of Broadway shows. That's how I met Darren Ross, and pretty much it was history from there. I started touring with other big major artists and other productions, and me and Darren remained friends ever since.
Well, I noticed that you were honored by artists such as Dougie Fresh, Tyrese,
yes,
Ashton Kutcher, and Chris Brown. Tell the audience how they came to honor you.
Yeah, well, Ashton Kutcher, Chris Brown, and Swiss Beatz, this was back when Twitter was just starting to blow up and stuff like that, and, you know, it was even harder to get more so acknowledged. You know, so people can get in contact with so many people nowadays, like via Instagram and, you know, YouTube or whatever what it is, but they actually see my videos via YouTube, and they went and they tweeted about it, like, just really, really organic. They saw it. They were amazed by it because I covered You know, the one I did for Chris Brown was the I Could Transform Your Beatbox remix. I did that. He saw it. He was amazed by it. He was like, got skills. Check this out. He tweeted that. Swiss Beats tweeted a beatbox video I did for Jay-Z, On to the Next One, which is a record that he produced, and he saw it, and he was amazed by it as well. And Ashton Kutcher tweeted about me because I did a Michael Jackson beatboxing to one of his acapellas, and he was like, check out these beats, and he was just like totally blown away by it, and it caught me by surprise that, you know, he saw it and he acknowledged it.
Wow. And you also, did you mention that you work with Alicia Keys? You appeared with her?
Yeah, I mentioned, yep, I toured with Alicia Keys. This was back in 2002 where she had the Song in Minor album, and she had already received like about like 5 to 6 Grammys. And she heard me. She heard about me through the talent shows I've been doing. And her manager was there to discover me. And his name was Jeff Robinson. And he took me to one of her rehearsals. He had me beatbox for her because she was hearing about me so much. So she wanted to see what it was like in person. And as soon as she heard me and when I stopped, she was like, why did you stop? Like, continue to go. Keep beatboxing. She was so excited and so was I. So pretty much right then and there, she just let me know, like, okay, you're coming back into rehearsals next week. You know, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. I was, like, so overwhelmed.
Well, did you mention how – I know you knew Darren for a while, but how did you originally meet Darren? Well, I'll ask Darren that question, actually. But how did you originally meet Darren, and how long have you been with the show?
Well, I met Darren. When did I meet you? How long ago? I was about, like, 14 years old.
It's about, let me see, 2003 or 2004, somewhere around there. What happened, he was, like he said, his mentor was Kenny Muhammad, the Human Orchestra. And I was the musical creator and producer for the show Facing Mecca in Lenny Harris Pure Movement. And we had a band where I had a vocal percussionist, I had a conga percussionist, I had a cellist, I had a tabla player, we had a DJ, and myself mixing the show in surround and also playing keyboards front of house. So we were going over to Sweden, and Kenny could not make it. And, you know, I asked Kenny, okay, I need a backup. And, you know, to me, it's like I never heard anybody do what Kenny did. So he said, I got this kid, and he's going to be good. And I said, okay, let's go in my studio. Let's cut all the parts and send them to the kid. And we flew the kid over, and at that time he was so young, he came with his father. And, you know, once he arrived, I know they were jet lagged and all. I said, listen, let me hear Funky Drummer. And then Anointed went into it. And I said, let me hear. I didn't even ask him about the stuff on the show because, to me, if you can do those two, you got it. So he blew me away. My jaw dropped. And I'm sitting there in Amsterdam in my hotel room like, you're hired. So he did that show. And then later on, we went to create a show called Legends of Hip Hop, which, like Anointed said, we hired him for the Broadway run and also our London run for like 7 or 8 shows in London. And, you know, ever since then, any production that I've been in, I've always brought Anointed aboard. And that's why he was with the Michael Jackson, because once I came up with the idea of doing a Michael Jackson tribute, I call all the people normally that I have worked with that want them to be in the show. And we discussed it. And, you know, of course, he said, well, you know what? I think we can do something to this. And I said, okay, cool. And then I staged it and
well,
we put it
let
together.
Let me ask you this. Did you create a special segment for Anointed to do the bebop? That was your idea, right?
Well,
to create that for him what?
Well, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to show. See, Michael Jackson, a lot of people don't know, he was a vocal percussionist. Michael Jackson, if you listen to Who Is It, if you listen to Stranger in Moscow, and you listen to that's how he would get his songs out, because Michael Jackson really could not play keys per se, but he could hum, he could sing, so he would give them a little bit like, and anybody that can play, okay, that's the note you play, and he says yes. So it's like producing, but getting it out. So Michael would beatbox the rhythms because he heard them in his head, and then he would get people to program them, and, you know, then he would embellish and make them better and stronger. So I wanted to have a live collaboration. And at that time, it was Michael Firestone, because he was the only guy we knew that sounded like Michael Jackson singing live. I wanted to have interaction and then a segue. And Anointed came up with this song. He said, yo, I want to do They Don't Care About Us. And he was like, tip-a-tap-tap. And I was like, okay, that's it. So then I came up how they're going to come out and how I put the edit together of the music where Anointed overlaps. And then it becomes, they're like, wow, that's the beatbox. And we've, like, changed it and tweaked it I think you have a snippet of What We Do Now, which is Stranger in Moscow, because that was also a vocal percussion piece with his vocals. So that's what we do nowadays. And, you know, we change it. You know, him and Jeffrey Perez, who's my singing Michael now, they come up with new stuff every show. And then they present it, and I'll tweak it and say little notes. But pretty much they come with great ideas, and then we just hone them and make them accurate and correct them. It amount and timing for the show, because I like things to be short and sweet and neat and get out. And, you know, when you work with people for a long time, you build a chemistry. So, you know, I can put Anointed S in any production and just give them a few blip, 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 you know, and we just can make it happen. Also, he trusts me at the soundboard. I'm one of the few sound engineers that can get them tweaked up right. So, you know, it's a lifelong love. That's a brotherhood, and we just keep rocking out and enjoying and touching lives. And, you know, what he created himself, and I do want to bring this, after his set, he came up with a little dialogue, and then he got with the keyboardist, and, you know, he does a thing where he tells people to put up the lighters, and they do a big memoriam to Michael Jackson. And that was amazing. And, you know, that's just something that he's taken the ending of the set to a whole nother level. And we just keep it in the show because you just feel this spirit of Michael Jackson weighing on you. It's really heavy when you see the people get on there. It's like I call it a standing ovation before the intermission. But it's just an amazing moment. And, you know, if we don't get it, I'm like, Aloyne, what happened? But, you know, different audiences, different places. But that moment just makes you almost feel like, wow, Michael was so proud.
Well, you know, Anointed is a central part of the show. I mean, what you created for Anointed has made him one of the central parts of the show, and his skills as a vocal percussionist are phenomenal. I have to give you that.
Thank you.
Anointed, I've heard you several times, and you're great. That is for sure.
Thank you so much.
I was sitting with a drummer, and he said, you're going to put him out of business.
Well, there's enough money, I feel, in this world for all of us to make, so we'll be happy at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, tell me about it. But now I want people to hear it, so I'm going to play Stranger.
It's awesome.
Folks, that wasn't drums. That was Anointed S. Now, we might as well get to the meat of the show here, and that is your appearance on NJ Pack on Saturday, June 11th.
June
11th. Tell me about that.
June 1. Oh, my God. We have so much. Well, I don't know how this happened. I leave it up in God's hands. But I pitched the idea of having a Celebrate Michael Jackson Day. And NJ Pack just was, you know, their jaw dropped. Like, wow, let's just not make this the seventh season premiere of Invincible, but let's have a pre-show that, you know, encompasses having some memorabilia. Of course, our show merchandise. We'll have a dress up like Michael Jackson contest. We'll have a dance like Michael Jackson contest. We'll have workshops or workshop with Michael Trapson, and we'll also have it all emceed by Lavelle Smith Jr., who was with Michael Jackson for over 23 years as his chief choreographer and core dancer. And they lost their minds. I said, let's get Nico Restaurant, which is inside NJ Pack, to get an NJ-themed menu. Let's get some face painters and just have an all-out We Love Michael Day before the show, which means once you come in and see Invincible, it just culminates the whole evening. You know, and then we have the VIP where you can do the after-show meet and greet and meet all the stars, get a professional photo and a commemorative poster that's exclusive to only the people with VIP seats, or the VIP upgrade if we do offer it this year. So it's an amazing day, June 11th. Yeah, I've got with Lavelle. He's let some things out the bag from the Invincible tour that was planned and never toured. Also, there was an HBO special for all you people around my age. If you remember, Michael was supposed to do a special called One Night Only. And I was all geared up. I was going to have, back in the day we had fight parties at our houses. So I was like, we're going to have a Michael Jackson party. We're going to watch it on my big screen, and we're going to just we're going to rock the night away. And, you know, Michael fell ill and went into the hospital. It was supposed to be at the Beacon Theater. So some of those ideas that they were working on at that time, Lavelle is allowing us to bring to the stage for the first time in Invincible this year. So this is an amazing seventh season. Of course, you've got Jeffrey Perez, who sounds like Michael Jackson. He's went viral with his video with Anointed S called Leave Me Alone. They'll both be in the show. Also, Pete Carter. And now adding to the fold to do some other things is Michael Trapson, who is the what if Michael Jackson was alive today. Because Michael was always an innovator. He always went to the cutting edge. So trap music is in right now, and I believe Michael would have tried to do some of that. So Michael Trapson is that what if. He does it in his own spin as the character Michael Trapson. But again, this is only on June 11th. You can go to njpack.org or ticketmaster.com. But I prefer you go to njpack.org/invincible. Get your tickets. This is a once-in-a-lifetime event, the only appearance of Lavelle Smith Jr. And if you ever watch a Michael Jackson concert, he's the only Afro-American that dances with him that you'll remember. Lavelle was with him forever. He choreographed the Scream video, Ghost. He was with Janet Jackson, Diana Ross, Beyonce, I mean, you name it, Chris Brown, Usher. He's choreographed them all, and he's going to be live and in the place. So this is a Michael Jackson extravaganza you do not want to miss. And, of course, there was my main man, Anointed S, who's going to bless us again, and I know we're going to come up with some surprises that you haven't seen before. So,
absolutely.
Also, and Harlem Gospel Live, and the Invincible Band, and my amazing dance team of Invincible.
Well, I also want to help you out here and mention that for group sales, you can visit www.njpack.org/buy-tickets/group-sales, or you can contact Ticketmasters at 800-745-3000, or you can visit Ticketmaster at www.ticketmaster.com, or call the New Jersey PAC box office at 888-466-5722. And for those online folks, go to www.njpac.org.
Yes.
So, I guess I should ask you, or let me put it this way. I heard that Invincible is considered the number one Michael Jackson tribute show, and even his father piped in and agreed. Tell me about that.
Well, what happened was the bodyguard for the Jacksons, his name is Frank Harris, and Joe Jackson, saw the show. He got a DVD from me, sent it to Joe Jackson. Joe Jackson actually called me and said, man, this is the number one show I've ever seen, and I've seen them all. He said, you've really done it. You know, we're going to work. We're going to try to take this thing worldwide. So he gave me that number one MJ tribute show in the world. A lot of people say, oh, well, you're not, or you know.
Hey, if the father said that you are, You said Sun Song Production put you on a southern tour. You've been to the Caribbean as well, correct?
Yes. We've been to St. Thomas at the Reichold Center. And not many people play at the Reichold Center. And we touched lives during that show where a lady after the show said no one had touched her any better than Ray Charles, who had performed there like 30 years before. And she was crying. She was like, this is amazing. I feel like I felt like Michael Jackson was live again on stage. So if you're a lover of his music, you love his videos, you enjoy his songs, you just enjoy the man and the moment. The moment and the time is June 11th at NJPAC. You must be there, like Michael Jackson says, got to be there. This is one of those got-to-be-there occasions, and we need all the music lovers and fans to come out and support so we can have more events and days like this. It starts at 5 p.m.
And the show starts
at 8. Invincible. Yes, the show starts at 8. So if you do miss the MJ Day celebration and you just want to see the show, there are tickets, again, on njpac.org. And, you know, what Deirdre said earlier, you can listen to it. And also at ticketmaster.com. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com, Invincible, a glorious tribute to Michael Jackson, and on Instagram at Invincible Show.
And hold on a minute. I'm going to play another song, Man in the Mirror. Everybody loves that.
Oh, we love that.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
I'm going to make a change. It's going to feel real.
If you want any bookings, if you want to leave a number, if you want to be booked for the show or your website, or you want to give information.
The website is rosslive, rosslive.com. A number to reach to book the show is 267-255-4275, or you can reach us via email at bookings@rosslive.com.
Well, we've reached the end of our show. We only have a few seconds left, so I want to thank you both, Darren Ross and Anointed S, for being my guest today. This is the Blake Radio. You're welcome. This is the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. Make sure you're at NJPAC June 11th, Saturday, June 11th. We come at 5 for the Michael Jackson Day Festival. This is Deirdre Shuler, your host. thanking my listeners for making my topic topically yours.
And we're going to end the show. I think we have one more song on the show with that. Here we go. Walk With You, Off the Wall.
Get on down the road and beat it to the JPAC box office. Call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 or the box office at 888-466-5477. And this is the Topically Yours show on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.